Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game one of a four-game weekend set. Mets and Philadelphia Phillies. It's time to listen back to the highlights. The pitching matchup. Luis Severino got the ball for New York against the former Met, Taijuan Walker. In the top of the first, Severino needed 22 pitches, but he struck out three, working around a two-out walk to Bryce Harper. In the bottom half, Walker set down Jose Iglesias and Brandon Nimmo to start the night, but with two outs and nobody on, faced Mark Vientos.
0 for 14 and 3 for 38 going into last night, but he had a couple of hits. First pitch to the right-hand batter. Hit deep to left field, down the line, right by the wall. It is gone! A home run, a line drive home run for Mark Vientos. He hit it just over the orange stripe and onto the Great Wall of Flushing just as it begins to climb from the foul pole. Mark Vientos with his 25th home run of the year claps his hands excitedly as he gets to home plate. He's given the Mets a 1-0 first inning lead.
113 off the bat of Mark Vientos, an absolute rocket, and a 1-0 lead for New York, and Pete Alonso next to the plate.
The 1-2 to Alonso, hit in the air to deep right field. Castellanos back at the track, at the fence. He jumps. It's gone! Pete Alonso hits the canopy beyond the right field fence, beyond the 370 mark for Alonso, his 34th home run of the year. He has gone back-to-back with Mark Vientos, and the Mets have a 2-0 lead here in the bottom half of the first inning as the Mets have their sixth set of back-to-back home runs this year.
How about that start for New York? A quick start, four batters in, a 2-0 lead. Walker then walked Jesse Winker, but J.D. Martinez grounded out to end the first inning. After needing 22 in the first, Severino needed just 8 as he faced the minimum in the second inning. A much easier bottom half for Taijuan Walker. He set the Mets down in order in the top of the third. Severino retired the first two Phillies of the inning before allowing a two-out single to Kyle Schwarber, which extended the inning for Trey Turner.
The 1-0. That's crossed in the air to left. Turner's going to tie the game. This one to the second deck. Wow. What a shot for Trey Turner. Right over Nimmo's head. First deck, second deck shot. And we are tied at 2. And for Trey Turner, his 19th home run. RBI's 57 and 58. And there's the big swing from Philly.
Yeah, punch, counter punch, and it was a 2-2 game. The inning came to an end on a Bryce Harper flyout. In the bottom half, Jose Iglesias led off the inning with a base hit to left. There was a runner at first with nobody out for Brandon Nimmo.
Well, here's Brandon Nimmo, tie game, bottom three. First pitch, that's hit in the air, deep right center field. Stevenson back, racing to the track, at the wall, leaps, gone! Brandon Nimmo strikes again! Another two-run home run for Nimmo, and the Mets regain a 4-2 lead over Philly, and Nimmo's actually chasing Iglesias all the way home. Iglesias gets there first, turns, and Nimmo's waiting for him there with a big bear hug. Nimmo's 21st home run of the year, and the Mets are back in front.
Nimmo's 21st and our Smash League game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Mets settled for the two spot in the third. Taijuan Walker stopped the bleeding there. 4-2 Mets after three in the top of the fourth with a two-run lead once again. Severino allowed a one-out walk to Castellanos, but he came back with an eight-pitch strikeout of Bryson Stott. With two outs and a man on, JT Realmuto walked to put a pair on. Jeremy Hefner paid Severino a visit, and he faced Brandon Marsh, who floated a single out to left to score a run, a two-out RBI, and just like that, it was a one-run game. Severino limited, though. Cal Stevenson flied out to end the rally. In the bottom of the inning, Walker hit JD Martinez, then walked Tyrone Taylor to put a pair on with nobody out, and that brought up Francisco Alvarez.
The 2-0. That's crushed to left field. Alvarez sends a high drive out of here. Second deck home run. Three-run bomb for Alvarez. 7-3 Mets in the fourth. And just now Alvarez rounding second after emphatic celebration. Looking into the dugout. Alvarez now into double figures. Flexing that right bicep as he rounds third. 10 home runs. And this one a biggie. 421 feet and a four-run Mets lead.
A four-run Mets lead thanks to our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. 421 feet for Francisco Alvarez, the fourth home run of the night for the Mets. Walker then struck out Luis Angel Acuna, but then allowed an infield single to Jose Iglesias, and his night was done. Jose Ruiz took over with the Phillies down 7-3, and the first to greet him was Brandon Nimmo.
Here's a 3-2, runner goes, pitch is ripped over first, down the line to the corner. Iglesias, who got a good head start, heading for third, they're waving him home, he scores easily. Nimmo to second with a double. A three RBI night, at least, for Brandon Nimmo after an earlier two-run homer. An RBI double here in the fourth has made it 8-3 Mets over Philly.
Second extra base hit of the night for Brandon Nimmo, and he was at second base for Mark Vientos.
First pitch. Hit hard up the middle and through. Base hit going into center. Nimmo rounds third. He scores standing up. Vientos jumps in again. RBI single. It's 9-3 Mets. And you can give Vientos now two RBIs tonight. The line still moving. He's at first with one out.
Yeah, the line was moving because Pete Alonso and Jesse Winker both walked to load the bases with one out, but JD Martinez grounded into a 6-4-3 double play to end the rally after scoring 9 in the fourth. Last night, the Mets settled for just 5 tonight, but had a 9-3 lead. Shut down 1-2-3 for Severino in the top of the fifth. In the bottom half, Colby Allard was the third pitcher used by Philadelphia. He walked the first two batters he faced, but was able to get a couple of groundouts and a flyout, and he held the Mets off the board. Severino made it 7 in a row, set down with another 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. Allard settled in for a zero in the bottom half. Severino was done. After six innings, he allowed three runs and seven strikeouts. He gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Danny Young took over in the seventh and allowed a leadoff double to JT Realmuto. Brandon Marsh then singled off the wall and right. Realmuto held for a moment, so he settled for third. Pinch hitter Weston Wilson was then hit with a back foot breaking ball by Young, and the bases were loaded with nobody out. Jeremy Hefner went to the mound to settle down Danny Young in a six-run game as he faced Kyle Schwarber with the bases loaded, and Schwarber grounded into a fielder's choice 4-6 to plate Realmuto. Danny Young was done in the seventh. Reed Garrett inherited runners at the corners. He struck out Trey Turner for the second out of the inning, but with two outs and two on, faced Bryce Harper.
Garrett brings the hands together, chest high. 0-1. Cracked in the air toward the gap right center field. Taylor over, dives, cannot get to it. It rolls to the wall. Marsh is in. Schwarber around third. He scores standing up. Harper is at second, and here comes Philadelphia. They've added two more runs, and the Met lead is now 9-6 in the seventh inning.
A two-run double for Harper, and what was a six-run lead was down to three in the seventh. Fortunately for the Mets, Garrett put a stop to the rally there as Alec Bohm flied out to end the top of the seventh inning. Three-run game at the seventh inning stretch. Jose Alvarado took over for the Phillies in the bottom half. He walked Tyrone Taylor. After a fielder's choice, there was one away and a runner on for Luis Angel Acuna.
Here's Acuna, one on, one out, 9-6 Mets in the seventh. Pitch. That's lined over second, a base hit for Acuna. This one rolling all the way to the wall in right center. Alvarez chugging for third. He is getting waved home. He heads to the plate. The throw coming as well. Not in time. Alvarez dives in safely. Acuna at third. A triple. And this kid, for the third time in as many games, has driven in the 10th Mets run of the game. It is 10-6 over Philly in the seventh.
And that was our insurance run of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. First big league triple for Luis Angel Acuna, and the Mets ahead 10-6 in the seventh inning. Acuna at third. Jose Iglesias with the infield drawn in hit a ground ball to shortstop, and Acuna was cut down at the plate for the second out. Brandon Nimmo then grounded out to end the seventh, but the Mets lead was back up to four. In the eighth, two strikeouts for Ryan Stanek as he navigated around a one-out walk to post a zero. Tanner Banks did the same thing in the bottom half for Philadelphia, which meant we were on to the ninth in a four-run game. Carlos Mendoza elected to go to Edwin Diaz in a non-save situation. He struck out Cody Clemens, the pinch hitter, then fanned Kyle Schwarber for the first two outs, and with two away and Philly down to its last out, faced Trey Turner.
Brings the hands together. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a liner in the air to right. Towards the line, Taylor. He's there. Makes the catch. Put it in the books. The Mets keep on rolling as they take the opener of this four-game series from the Philadelphia Phillies. In the ninth inning for Philadelphia, nothing across. And so the Mets have now increased their record to 85-68. With a 10-6 win over the Phillies. So the Mets have now won 16 of their last 20 games.
An emphatic 10-6 win for the New York Mets in Game 1 against Philadelphia.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.